Authorities in Peru have rushed in to restore order in a remote Andean town where thousands of townspeople took 20 municipal workers hostage and beat the mayor to death out of anger at government corruption. As government officials and an army general headed to the town of Yave near Lake Titicaca to negotiate the release of the hostages and restore calm, there were indications that the protests could rebound negatively on the national government, which is already struggling with a less than 10% approval rating in opinion polls. Most of the 16,000 town folk of Yave began their protest against Mayor Cirilo Fernando Robles peacefully, with a week of demonstrations accusing him of embezzling badly needed state funds and demanding his resignation. But the situation deteriorated as passions boiled over this week and protesters seized Robles and town officials, beating the mayor and leaving him to bleed to death. News of the unrest was broadcast to the rest of the country in dramatic fashion when a policeman from Yave called into a radio program featuring Interior Minister Fernando Rosas-Piglioffi. The officer reported that about 1,000 rioters had begun throwing Molotov cocktails at the police station, and that the 50 officers hauled up inside, some of them injured, had run out of tear gas grenades. The phone connection went dead moments later. The outbreak of violence has been called a further symptom of discontent in Peru, where there's growing speculation that the highly unpopular President Alejandro Toledo may not hold on to power long enough to see out his term, which ends in July 2006. The United Nations report issued in Peru last week showed that Latin America as a whole was growing disillusioned with its democratically elected leaders because of their perceived weakness in the face of rampant corruption and economic policies dictated by the U.S. and institutions such as the International Monetary Fund. Protests were reported to be ongoing Wednesday after more than 200 police officers retook the Yave police station and began to gradually retake control of the town. At the northern end of Peru, meanwhile, the mayor of Cajapanda, 500 miles north of Lima, was taken hostage along with 200 officials. Peruvian authorities said they didn't know the whereabouts of the hostages, but that a government commission is on the scene and is trying to meet with protesters. Those are the headlines of the top stories for this Wednesday, April 28th. Once again, RHC headlines. U.S. occupation troops pound Iraqi insurgents in Fallujah, but deny bombardment is prelude to full-scale assault. And ongoing repercussions 2 days after 52 former British diplomats published scathing criticism of Prime Minister Tony Blair's foreign policy. From our studios in Nevada, I'm Winston Wright.